I'm ready because we're recording right now.
Yes.
So, good morning, TNT. Am I ready? I'm ready. All right. Now, a lot of people are having issues with the link because I'm still getting texts telling me links don't work. But I can tell you guys for that right now, 8,000 people have figured out how to make it work. So that's on this link. So 6,000. So we're a little bit down. We only have 15,000 people. And it's strictly Pam's fault because she was talking to me and got me doing things. And anyway, it will grow as we continue. So far, good news, I think. I think we're still in the window. I'm going to see what DC says and send him a little Christmas present here for him to look at.
Okay.
We can get started. You might want to go do
it. Are we ready now?
While I'm doing this. We are ready right now. What's going on?
Okay.
East to west or what's the best? But read that text before you start.
Yes, sir. Okay. Well, guys, hope everybody's doing really well today. Hope everybody's having a great day. It's a gorgeous day here in Texas. So I hope everybody else is having the same kind of day. Frankly, the difference between Friday and Monday is very little. And we can do east to west because, I mean, it's just going to take about 5 minutes.
The difference between Friday and Monday is Saturday and Sunday.
Right? Yes, there is. Right. Indeed. Okay, so everybody is still exactly where they need to be in country. All the teams that were there are still there. They're still helping. They had announcements throughout the weekend. A body made and many others have made, including Minister of Finance, Deputy Minister of Finance, a bunch of folks at the CBI, a bunch of other politicians saying they are doing the economic reform now. Even, and a lot of their Twitter accounts even put that out, both on Saturday and Sunday. And there were even some today. On TV, they're running the same thing, economic reform happening now. Listen to these radio waves or these excerpts or go to this website in order to get the latest information on it. So that's what's going on in Iraq. Everybody is, all the teams are there in order to notify everything else. As of the latest information we have is that there were three items that came up at the very last minute on Sunday that we found out about. It might have happened earlier, but that the UST wanted in a last-minute update, and those were described, and I think it's important to describe how we got this. So we have one, all very credible people, all very credible sources in Iraq and outside Iraq saying one was there were three laws that needed to be finished up regarding banking before they can do it, before they can announce also the budget as well as the rate. The other one was, or the second one was, there were three regulations that needed to be publicly announced in a proper way in order to do so. And the other one was there were three compliance issues that needed to be done in order for this to go through before they can announce anything else. And then we got yesterday afternoon that all three folks said one of the three were taken care of last night with the expectation is that the remaining two would be finished up today sometime. So we're giving all that information to, again, share as much as possible, but two, to you know, a regulation is pretty easy to put forth if you were to get all the right lawyers and the right regulators in the right position, which they do. Laws obviously take a little longer, but considering everybody is so jumpy and not going on vacation till this gets done, and what was requested were minor, by everybody's standards, they were pretty minor, not earth-shattering, nor would be really debate-prone. It would just be, okay, fine, sure, whatever, let's get it done. And so what we understand is everybody in Iraq is antsy. All the teams are in Iraq from all over the world. and they're quite ready. And these regulations, laws, or compliance issues are being solved as we speak. And once those are done, our understanding is it will go immediately thereafter. And on there, again, in the spirit of sharing everything, is that all except one of our guys believe that it's a shotgun, or excuse me, it will go immediately after these the third regulation is implemented, and some say no, it'll wait till that night to go. So the question is, did those get solved? And it is, I know they were working on it as late as 45 minutes ago. We don't know if it was actually done or not. So, again, a lot of information. I'll summarize them all saying, okay, everybody is on track. Everybody is there physically in Iraq that needs to be there. There are huge teams from all sorts of different countries and institutions. They're ready to go. A last-minute delay or last-minute ask by the U.S. Treasury to have three either laws, compliance issues, or regulations implemented. They got one done on Sunday, and we believe that the remaining two are supposed to be completed today. But we're quite firm on that. We know they were working on it as late as 45 minutes ago. So as soon as that goes, we believe it will go immediately thereafter, and one of our very good sources believes, no, it'll wait till that night. And so that's the summary of the whole thing, east to west.
Okay. So there's not nine issues. We got from three different people, three issues. They just use a different terminology. So
correct.
There's only three issues.
Yes.
One of them, we know, all three agreed, was already completed. The other two were supposed to be done today and announced today.
Yes.
Whether they were laws, regulations, or policy changes, whatever it was.
Right.
That was supposed to happen. The majority of the people think immediately after that, there's no clock on this, this thing is going to start rolling out. But there's one other group says, no, because we like to do things in the morning. Right.
Exactly.
It's not going to go to in the morning. I don't care what you guys say. It's going to be in the morning. I don't care when it gets
right.
So that's what we are waiting for. We do know people who work in certain places are still being told this is going. Other bank employees, lower levels, have been notified things as of Friday and over the weekend.
Absolutely.
Okay. And let me see. We do know there was a significant agreement made in Iraq over the weekend, right? That should push this
yes.
forward.
Indeed. Indeed.
All right. Okay, that was your window, but anyway. Okay. Okay.
And I.
So, yeah, so. All right, so we're good, guys. We are actually good and just waiting. And even right now, just so you guys know, because I know everybody's wondering, the text I sent DC was, hey, I mean, things are in motion. So, and that's all I can say is in motion. And we'll see when they come out of motion. But everything is looking absolutely positive. So I'm great. I had a great weekend looking forward to this. We kept getting informed how much it was closer. Oh, you didn't say Abadi in his speeches this weekend.
Well, we did talk about that. Abadi gave several speeches throughout the weekend about the economic reform is happening now. It's happening immediately. It's in the process of happening. Everybody's in the right place. He did several things throughout the weekend. He did. But speaking of Abadi, one thing is, those who follow him very closely understand he is in United Arab Emirates. I don't know when he's going to get back, but the flight back to Baghdad, we're talking a few hours. We're not talking. So when everything gets going, he can pop back really, really quickly and unannounced, which is obviously part of the plan, too, to keep people on their toes. We understand. Anyway, that's very that is something that someone might bring up, and it's true. He is. He was this morning. I don't know if he's back yet or going to be back tomorrow morning in the United Arab Emirates. But again, an hour or two away, not a big deal.
Okay. You ready to get started?
Let's do it.
Okay. 559. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning, Tony. Hi. DC. Hope you guys are having a great week.
We are.
I'm expecting a fantastic week. I just have one. I know the United States has held this up a few times, and I was just running some numbers by my head this morning. And I know over the course of our calls over the last few years, you said the average person holds about $100,000 in dinar. And if we went at 358 and average tax rate and federal tax about 35%, that would put over $650 billion into the federal government in April. Wouldn't you think they would like that? Just kind of to get it sooner than later?
Yes. Violently agree.
So I would think that they would kind of push Iraq a little bit to get this done before the end of the year. That way they can get their tax money.
There's a lot of people who would like that to happen, as well as, and let's just talk logic, logical kind of explanation is, right, so I know everybody in the administration hates it, so I'm not trying to offend you. I'm just simply saying, right, so since the last midterm elections, you start in lame duck status. Also, the Republicans are taking over both houses of Congress in January, and your amount of power is dwindling on the Democratic side, right? For at least for the next 2 years. So you're going to have a hell of a lot more power and capability with budgets, with everything else, if they do it now. Witness the weekends going back and forth, and why they were able to work with some Democrats on certain key things, and some people worked some deals out because they were afraid about having no power whatsoever. But if you were just talking logical, at least in my little pea brain, he'd prefer, the president and the administration guys prefer to have the money now, or in 2015, versus money in 2016, because you're going to have a lot more power, a lot more juice at the time and capability. Because the last, 9 months of your administration, you just don't have that much juice, and so therefore you've got a lot more power if you start getting it in. If you start getting the tax receipts in as early as next week.
Okay. Well, that was just my thought, and I really appreciate you guys, and I appreciate the tweet we got this weekend, Tony. And last week I missed my call because I couldn't get my mute button off. But thanks, guys. I appreciate you, and I'm looking forward to meeting you guys in Vegas if that's still on.
Well,
thanks,
sir.
Appreciate it.
But we're looking for it. Yep. It's all up to DC if we meet in Vegas. How hard he works for it. So, all right. Thank you.
That is a lie, and he knows it.
All right. 832. Good morning.
Uncle Tony, how are you, sir?
I'm super fantastic. How you doing, man?
Doing good. I've been on hold for 12 hours and 30 minutes, so I'm surprised I was not the first.
Well, I don't know about that. It says 778 minutes. Is that 12 hours?
Yep.
Just roughly. So Sprint's loving
that.
Okay.
I just got to say one more thing before you get your question, but you've done exactly what I would expect the Texan to do. So, all right, we'll go ahead.
To be willing persist, I think, is what he was trying to compliment.
Oh, great.
Your persistence
persistent
is admirable.
Yeah.
I think that's what he's saying.
Actually, you know what? Even before I get to that, I got to stop talking about Texans because I hear somebody's listening.
One of them's not happy with you.
Yeah, they don't like talking about Texans. All right, go ahead.
Well, D.C., if you're in the North Texas area, I'm in the Las Colinas area. I'd love to take you out to lunch if you're around here. My question is this. When you said that they were exchanging all four currencies right now, does that include dinar, dong, zim, and rupiah?
One bank is doing it. The other banks are not.
Okay.
So we're doing it. I believe they stopped there with...
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Sure. So one of the banks we know was doing it up to Wednesday night, and then we believe all the exchanges, but I'll say this, all of our sources are saying Thursday morning on they've stopped exchanges.
Okay. DC, do you have them?
I ended up getting forced to buy it because a person I admired basically shamed me into it.
Well, the rate of return seems so good.
It's amazing. No, no, it is amazing. I just really dislike their leader at a personal level.
Yeah, I know. Mugabe is a piece of work. All right, I guess my last question is this. Tony, if you can ask DC any question, what would it be? DC, if you can ask Tony any question, what would it be? Thank you, guys, and I'll go on to the next caller.
See, a Texan can ask good things. So, Tony, what would I ask you? How prepared are you right now for this to go through? What is your true feelings, Tony, on how this is going? Tony? Okay. Dead silence. Okay. I'm going to
Sorry,
ask...
guys. Sorry.
Okay.
All right. You done there?
Sure. Did you hear my question?
No. Did you ask me a question?
I did. The fine gentleman from North Texas asked, what would I ask you if there's any question I could ask? I said, how confident are you feeling about what's going on right now?
Oh, well, let me go back to that fine gentleman from North Texas. You know, actually, when you said that, I thought you were talking about the other guy. I was going to say, I'm really in trouble. Anyway, I'll tell you what. Based on everything that we have and all the windows we've gone through in the past and all of that and what I just got, I'm feeling really, really good. I'm feeling that it, in fact, could happen. I mean, all the way up to 90% chance that it could actually happen. You know, I mean, last time I got asked, I was down to 25 because I know what they do. Okay, but there's a lot of things moving around, supposedly to reach their goals. There was obviously a big event over the weekend that would push this forward, and everybody and what Abadi's seeing on television again live that we're doing it now. And we started actually getting that Saturday, right? For, what's the name?
Yes, Saturday afternoon.
Saturday, that he started coming on television saying we're doing the economic reform now and with everybody else. So I'm back to feeling really good. I mean, there's a 90% chance this could happen in the next 24 hours. Okay?
Perfect. And then, Tony, what question would you ask DC?
I would say, DC, if it could happen, what time would it be happening?
I'm on the any time camp. I know some folks would say no way, but I'm on the as soon as Iraq does it. I don't think they're going to let any gap between that time and for anybody to get in there and come up to works. I think once Iraq does these compliance issues, or people realize that they've done them enough, then they're gone.
All right, thank you,
well,
sir.
Guys, I really appreciate y'all. My invitation is always open for y'all to come out to Dallas. And I would like to make this comment about, you know, I do have one source that I get information from, and I know a lot of people have asked, are they lying to you? You know, are they misleading you? Well, I don't know if y'all know this source or not, but he's not misleading me, and I'm hearing almost the exact same information. So I hope that gives the callers a little bit of confidence. So thank you, guys.
Well, thanks, sir. Appreciate that.
You know, I've been thinking, man, I've been picking on Texas so bad that I might have to do an event in Texas just to show. I might have to do that. 717, good morning.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, awesome. Hang on a second. I have another phone off the hook. I have, first of all, thanks, guys, for taking my call, and thanks for everything you do, and to all the people out there who can be unnamed, and thank you. I know this is a pretty big window that we've talked about. It must be a bay window because they are keeping us all at bay. But
yeah, I like that.
Yeah. I have two questions, and then I have a song for you guys if you want to hear it, but if not, that's okay, too. First thing is, if we get the international rate, say it's like $358, and the bank gives us a $2 bonus or something to leave the money there, since we took the international rate, is that $2 then taxable, or is it non-taxable?
Well, my understanding is it's going to be taxed at the same rate that the underlying currency will be, but you know, that is a super-duper detailed tax question that you're going to have to get professional help to answer. Again, because we still don't know the tax laws, albeit we understand that there's been some agreements. I don't think they've passed the committees yet.
Okay. All right. The other thing I wondered, is there a way to know ahead of time, like when we make our appointments, because you had told us that some banks were only exchanging one currency, are they all doing them now, or can we find that out when we make the appointment? Because I really don't want to have to go to different banks.
Well, when we make the appointments, then you'll be able to take most of the banks. I'll say, let me just kind of walk through to answer a broader question I think others might have. So right now, the four banks who have access, who have basically have their own foreign currency department, which there are more, but the main ones are Wells Fargo, Citibank, Bank of America, and Chase. They all have basically their own foreign currency department. Then back in the big crash, Bank of Ireland handled most of all the other banks' foreign currency. Why do they do that? Because they basically outsourced that foreign currency business because it frankly wasn't worth a lot of their time, regulatory issues, and you know, verifying that yes, indeed, this money was accurate. You know, this money was indeed, you know, legal tender and wherever you came back from. So the Bank of Ireland had this system. They also had 6 million dinar, by the way, and so basically. That's who even big banks like Fifth Third uses, Compass uses, I don't know, tons of other ones. Most of them use this secondary system that Bank of Ireland had for a long time. When Bank of Ireland started going under and having to have a lot of issues, Wells Fargo bought them for a very good deal. But, you know, that's when prices were cheap, so they got a hell of a good deal on there. So, in essence, Wells Fargo, albeit a different division of Wells Fargo, that I oftentimes refer to as the Bank of Ireland system so as not to confuse people, that's what most banks have. Okay? Most banks use that. If you just walk into your average bank, that's what they're using. And so that system, that old Bank of Ireland system, will have access to those four currencies. So now if the you know, if Joe Blow Bank on Main Street accepts that or not, that's their deal. But most of them view it as, okay, I'm outsourcing this to the old Bank of Ireland system, and they're going to square it away. That's how they view that. My point in mentioning that long diatribe is to get everybody kind of help answer their own questions when it comes to where they're going to exchange.
Okay. All right, I appreciate that. And this morning,
sure,
as we're waiting in chat, there was a little bit of negativity going on. So we've all gotten very good at waiting. At least most of us have.
Unfortunately.
But when I wait, I like to take songs and change the words. So I changed a Christmas song for you guys. Would you like to hear it?
Sure.
Okay. It's got three verses. Okay. It's called "I Wonder as I Wander." I wonder as I wander outside this big bank why I'm not invited. I guess I don't rank. The door is still locked, though I give it a yank. I wonder as I wander outside this big bank. On Mondays and Wednesdays and Fridays we learn the latest from Tony and DC confirms. We live in the moment and wait for our turn at the promised exchanges. But oh, how we yearn. If we knew the half of what they do, we'd crack. The pressure's intense, yet they don't overact. They answer our questions and keep us on track. And we know we can trust them, for they've got our back. That's for you guys.
Well,
okay.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Love you guys. Thank you so
all
much
right,
for everything
you
do.
You.
That was awesome. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
see
you.
Ya. Bye.
All right. Okay. All right. 435. Good morning.
That's it.
435.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, how are you? Hi.
I'm fine. How are you? My husband asked on Friday if there would be somewhere in Hawaii, and you said yes. But he forgot to ask if the place in Hawaii would have contract rates.
I don't know that.
Will there be somewhere in Hawaii to have contract rates?
I don't know that. I would assume, and I, you know what assume does, that there will be because there's a great deal of military folks, and the military has been very adamant, as well as all the bankers too, by the way, that the military has a good chance of this as well, a good chance at the contract rate as well.
Okay.
But that's my assumption.
Okay, well, we're hoping you're assuming correctly. So, I know, this is confusing because we've got a 435 prefix. I have an 808, but he can't get your text saying when you're late or early. So that's why we call on his phone. Anyway, we love you guys.
Okay.
And thanks so much, and we'll see you in Vegas.
All right.
Thank
bye-bye.
You,
dude.
Now, in Hawaii, the only place I've known just because I've got friends there are in Honolulu. So all the other islands, I don't know. So you may just have to pop on over.
Okay, I guess she's gone.
Okay.
All right. 718, good morning. 718? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yes, hello.
Good morning. Tony?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Oh,
you're cutting out really bad. We can't hear you.
Hello?
Yeah, so you're cutting out really bad. Are you on cell phone? Okay, but we tried. Sorry. All right, 410. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm glad everybody sounds
you?
So happy. How happy today, right? You're just a what?
I said, and anticipating.
Oh, anticipating.
Not in anticipation.
Both.
Okay, so, all right.
Both work. there's still going to be an 800 number, I'm sure, and you said at one point that you didn't know how long it would be up. Considering that it's in the middle, could be in the middle of the night, for those of us who think that this is a worldwide thing, and they could just decide, and then the U.S. could decide, and it could be 1 o'clock in the morning, would that just go up? And then how quickly afterwards do we expect to get notification of your call for our last call? Or are you still doing the last call?
See, that sounds so sad, doesn't it? Our last.
Oh, I know.
It sounds joyous to me. Oh, my God, that sounds good. I enjoy talking to everybody, but my 2-week volunteer job is now taking on 18 plus months.
You know what? We are very, very, very glad that you did. But I know that you guys need to rest, and you need to be able to not think about having to get up and do a call.
Yeah,
all days.
We hope we get
to enjoy
Christmas.
I haven't been thinking about that at all.
I'm still doing that. You know, I don't know because it's changed so many times over the years. In the middle of the night, they want people to be making calls 2 hours after the 800 numbers go out, want things to go live. People here in the U.S. want it during the day. People over around the world just want it. They don't care when it is. I don't know if the banks right now, they have skeleton crews at the call centers and security, so you'd have to have time to get all their people in. And it depends on if they want us to do what they want us to do. If they just want us to send out the 800 numbers, hey, we can do that in 2 minutes and be done. But if they want us to do some calls, explain everything, you know, I don't work well till after I eat breakfast. So,
yeah. Well, you know, the other piece that you had mentioned at one point, you said you really didn't know how that long it would let you keep the number up. So that would kind of make it a little weird. So I know we can go to your website and get in, and you'll have them there.
Well, I don't know that. That's really the question.
Yeah.
I don't know how
long. Yeah, you don't know that either.
I mean, yeah, because they want us to shut them down is my understanding, but I don't know how long they're going to be up after that or even after we make the notification or, you know, just leave up one site with all the information or multiple 800 numbers. And we won't know until DC tells us something. So you want to ask him? He's like, yeah.
All right, DC, it's on your back.
Okay. Bottom line is what we understand right now is that we will be at least be able to handle out the 1-800 numbers. Expect that to be at least 30 minutes after it actually goes through, if not further, because they're going to let this thing go through and not do a big announcement. In Iraq, they will do some announcement, but our understanding in the U.S., it will just go out and it will just be live. Not much fanfare, not, you know, big presidential speech or anything else, just a very much a low-key handled thing. And they'd like to keep it as low-key as possible. So our understanding is that we'll be able to send out the 1-800 numbers. And the question we have is, are we going to just be able to do that, or are we going to be doing the 4 to 7 days of help along the route? Tony and I are very willing to do either, just whatever helps solve the issue. We just feel like, you know, information needs to be given in order to reduce anxiety and help the process a lot. And we're assured that they've got a good plan, but they've also changed it so many times. Frankly,
right.
I don't know it at this moment.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, thank you.
You'll probably know as soon as we know.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's going to be fun to learn it together. Thank you.
Yep. Indeed.
All right, thank you. Have a great day. All right. Okay, let's go with 781. Good morning. 781? No 781? Okay. We'll go with 864. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys today?
Doing great, thank you.
Yep.
I know, I'm not far enough south for Texas, D.C., sorry, but I'm in South Carolina, so.
There you go. Gorgeous country. Absolutely gorgeous state.
I just want a massive thank you to begin with. You know, Tony, D.C., Pam, Kate, and all the mods, you guys have done a great job. I'm really praying that this is it. So we truly can reach out to those poor families, the homeless, and the veterans, those that have no money, so they do have a Christmas this year. So I'm excited that we're that close. So my question, since I'm in South Carolina, and even though I've been here for 15 years, I'm originally from near Niagara Falls, New York, so I talk as fast as D.C. does, okay?
Yeah, that's why I like you from the get-go.
I'm saying, yep, you're going at it, that's for sure.
Fine, keep talking.
Well, in South Carolina, there's roughly only two cities that have 100,000 people in it. But I'm in the west side of South Carolina, which is near Greenville, South Carolina. I mean, we do have a good size, you know, foreign currency department at the Wells Fargo there. And there may be only 7,000 people, but there's like 450,000 in the county. Can you tell me if they're definitely going to do a currency exchange there?
My understanding is Greenville will have that capability. And, you know, that specific branch, or the specific branch is up to the branch manager and their boss on whether they do it or not, but they have the capability of doing it.
Okay. All right. Well, that answers that then. And how about, you made the comment there'd be 1-800 numbers. Are they going to be 1-800 numbers for the Tier 2 banks or just the top four major ones?
So what they have changed there, or we've told about last week and actually weeks beforehand as well, is that every bank's going to handle their own 800 numbers, et cetera. Some of the banks are just going to use their good old-fashioned foreign currency department 1-800 number and just direct them towards that go. Others, one has an exchange or a call center is ready for it. So Most of them are back to kind of just the way they do normal foreign currency. Like you would do a, you know, if you went to Europe over Christmas,
exchange.
Exactly. You'd exchange your euros in the same fashion. So that's what they've reverted back to.
Okay, I guess that answers that then. Will we see any contracted rates at all with the Tier 2 banks or only the top ones?
My understanding, they will be, when available, they'll be available to everybody.
Okay, all right, okay, good enough. We're doing some traveling. Everybody's getting close to travel time, so we're all kind of deciding whether we're traveling in one city or whether we're traveling and exchanging in another city. So it's like...
Oh, sure. No, I'm doing the same thing myself.
I know. Okay, so how about Niagara Falls in New York? Do we have some good exchange centers there, or would that probably be Buffalo instead?
Probably Buffalo would be my case. That's a guess. I haven't looked up specifically Niagara Falls. Since she was at Cornell for a while, so I just checked that area, and it came up with Buffalo.
Okay, yeah, that's what I kind of figured. Okay, yeah, there's some big Chase in that area. So, no Wells Fargo in that area, but there's Chase. So, okay, guys, have a very Merry Christmas and be blessed. Thank you for blessing us.
You too.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. 407, good morning.
Hello there. Good morning.
Hey, how are
morning.
You?
Very well. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'll just go ahead and cut right to our questions here. It's a very specific question, actually. Maybe both of you, if you can either of you chime in. DC has said since the beginning of November that people have been exchanging dinar and dong in other countries since October. And is that accurate?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So now, here's the hypothetical. I have dual citizenship, okay? USA and Panama, Republic of Panama, Central America. My husband has dual citizenship, USA and Croatia. And let's say our daughter was born in Trinidad, so she has dual citizenship, USA and Trinidad. And finally, her husband has dual citizenship, USA and Philippines. Okay, so obviously, personally, my first choice.
Wow, that's great.
So my first choice would be Panama because.
I have a first question. So what language do you speak in your house amongst your family?
Oh my goodness, it's a zoo in here. We speak.
Okay.
I actually speak six languages personally, and our children have been speaking three languages since the get-go. So we speak, we're in 407, we're in Florida, so we speak Spanish, and we speak Italian, we speak Serbian, Serbo-Croatian. We speak English, and I'm currently teaching them French. That's great. Yeah. It's like United Nations in here.
Exactly. That's great. That's wonderful. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Are a perfect example of welcome to America.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's for sure.
Yeah, that's what we're all about here. Oh, and boy, do I love this country. I wouldn't want to live anywhere else with all our you know, all the pains that we go through in our country and, you know, all the things that sometimes make us, you know, not so happy with our government. Nevertheless, I've traveled enough that I know that there's nowhere else I want to live, and that's the absolute truth. And the more my children travel and the more my children see what life is like abroad, the more they appreciate what they have here in America.
I agree. That's wonderful. My experience as well.
Right, we might not like it, but we wouldn't trade it for anything in the world.
You know, and that's the truth. And for all the people that do always just kind of moan and groan about it, lover or leaver, you know, you got a choice. You don't have to. And it's, I mean, if you're just moaning and groaning, and you're not voting, for example,
right.
I can't tell you how many times I hear that. Oh, I don't vote. It doesn't matter. Well, then hush.
Yeah.
Exactly.
As soon as you said that, you know what? It doesn't matter. So let me go to the next person. So.
That's right.
You're not voting. I don't need to talk to you about it. But
exactly. Okay, I interrupt your question. please. Thank
okay,
you,
well,
appreciate
oh, absolutely, absolutely. Okay, so then, of course, personally, my first choice will be Panama because they have the U.S. dollar for business transactions and so forth. Now, can
sure.
I? Do you have any knowledge of the of whether or not I can go to Panama today and exchange at the international rate for the dinar?
You cannot unless you are a special invitee at a bank.
Of a bank, got it.
You have to be a special invitee.
Okay, and then, of course, the same would go for the other countries as well. See,
yes.
I have every motivation to travel, to get it done, of course. I mean, who wouldn't
sure.
be in the same
sure.
case scenario? And, of course, to start a close relationship with a bank. You know, when we finish tabbing up the amounts of potential dollars that can come out of this, you know, we're talking about close to, if not exceeding, $500 million. I'm sure an international bank might think twice of maybe doing business with us.
Sure.
My family and I mean. Now, in that same vein, in terms of leaving the country with currency, you know, there are limits on how much you can travel with how much money you can travel on your person internationally.
Sure.
Are you aware of any issues? See, because for all intents and purposes, we currently in our pockets, so to speak, we have pretty useless bills
right.
for all intents
right.
and purposes. Now, are there any
sure.
implications that have been brought up regarding doing just that because the potential of how
tons.
Much bills they might
right.
be?
Right. So tons of issues related to that. One, they don't want people to travel across borders. They would highly prefer that you do your exchange in country on there. Prefer, not demand, but prefer, because they want it claimed because of, you can imagine, the bad guys could have all sorts of heyday where they could, you know, a large reason we got rid of so many $1,000 bills is because of the drug dealers, et cetera. And frankly, most people don't need a $1,000 bill. Same thing with dinars, with the value that they have. So that's their intent, is to get it off of the street as quickly as possible. If going across boundaries, you had to claim your money. And as a guy who have traveled across with lots of money, if you can travel around the world with lots of money, you just have to fill out the proper paperwork and do it. But, you know, for example, like if you're going to a lot of countries, they don't take credit, and they're not going to take a company check. So what do? You have to have cash. And so, therefore, you have to, you know, the system is set up where you can. They just want to make sure a paper trail, that you have a paper trail so there's nothing stupid going on.
Yeah, okay. You know, it in conversations with bankers abroad, it seems that the most sure way, and I think you might agree with this, but the best way to go about that is to just simply exchange here, wire transfer there for investments abroad.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Very much. That's the way I do it, and that's why I'm going to continue to do it. Is, you know, you're a U.S. citizen, and so therefore you got to follow U.S. tax laws and regs, and you know, it's just so far better, especially with the new Dodd-Frank regs and a few of the other regs that they just put out here in July. It's so much easier and just more straightforward and a lot less suspicious building if you just domicile in the U.S. your money and then transfer out accordingly through the normal regs, through the normal wiring manners to get reported back to all the respective law enforcement agencies.
Yeah. That helps, DC. You know, that was our suspicion, but we thought we'd throw the
sure.
in there. Just one more question, if I may.
Sure.
Yep, okay. Well, regarding that $50 million limit that may or may not happen, in anticipation of that, we went ahead and opened up multiple companies and bank accounts for each company and so forth in different banks. Now, when the phone numbers are released, in your
mm-hmm.
best view, is it best for us to make multiple phone calls, one for each company, or one phone call for everything and have the funds disperse into different companies?
Sure. So what I was told again was the same thing. If it's over, you know, basically if it's under 50, then basically try to be as big as possible. And if you're over 50, then try to chop it up into those blocks.
Yeah, do that. Do just that. Yeah.
But, and you
okay.
have to make separate appointments for each company or business.
Yes.
Okay.
So that the multiple phone calls. Thank you.
Yep.
Great.
Right.
Well, thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Okay. Tony, I can do one more caller.
All right. One more caller is 818.
818.
818. I think we run into this problem with that number all the time.
We have.
So I'm going to go to one more caller, 323.
Okay, I'm here.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi. Wow, I feel like I just won a lottery. Okay.
Not yet.
It's coming, though.
Well, believe me, talking to you guys, that is winning a lottery. Okay. So I have a couple of questions and kind of a comment that isn't related to the RV but is about Iraq that I thought maybe DC could give me some feedback on. And the first one is something like what the last caller was asking. We have an LLC with quite a few people in it, and we've all been buying for some years, and now it is a bit over 50. So we wondered, should we give some of it back to ourselves? We only have one LLC. So how would we handle that?
Sure. So I'm not an attorney, but how I would handle that is to keep the 50 in different tranches, right? So however you need to make that fair amongst yourselves, do it. But, you know, keep your tranches at 50 million or less. Excuse me.
A tranche.
So she can put it in a trust, or she could put the rest of it in her personal name. She could put it in her kid's name. I mean, and we're not attorneys.
Okay.
No.
Break it down to where you want it to go to. So.
Okay. Thank you so much. And the next question is, why does everybody like Fifth Third Bank?
Why does everybody like Fifth Third?
I hear about people liking that a lot. Is it because of their foreign currency department when Wells Fargo has one and other banks have one too? Do you know anything about that?
I don't. I know that we've got a good rep. I mean, there are many banks with good reps, so I just don't know.
Okay.
Why they mention it. I know we've got a lot of folks on the East Coast where Fifth Third primarily is, so I think that's probably why you hear about it.
All right. All right, thank you.
That would be my guess, but it's just a guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, when you guys were just talking about it going, were you talking about the GCR going or a revaluation where some of us will still be going through but the full GCR hasn't happened? What do you mean it will happen very quickly now? Is it going on for
the entirety, the whole shoot and match?
Really? In other words, you've been told now it will GCR now.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Okay, now here's the comment.
Okay.
DC, when the Iraq war started, I got very interested in Iraq and started reading about it. And one of the things I read about was that Saddam Hussein had drained all the waterways of Iraq and dried up the country. Do you know anything about that and whether there are plans to try to restore it?
Sure. So there are so for those who have a little background on Iraq, Iraq was the foundation of most of cultured mankind. Why? Because between the Tigris and the Euphrates River, right? And so it's incredibly fertile. The ground is amazingly fertile. It's got consistent waterways flowing in from the different mountain ranges and different springs through the center of Iraq on out to the Gulf. That's on there. Over the thousands of years, they have dammed it up. They've moved it. They've irrigated a large swath of agriculture throughout because the soil is incredibly fertile. Even though it may be desert, it's oftentimes, frankly, desert soil is actually quite fertile because it hasn't been used as much as more moist areas have. So, in essence, that's what's been used. Now, in part of, and they've used it over the centuries, in order to wreak political havoc, to wreak economic havoc on a specific town or a specific area or even a specific person, long, you know, it's desert politics, desert war from the get-go has been to starve them of water, right? And so Saddam Hussein was no different, where in terms of he would blow up, you know, an irrigation system that would mess up a town or an area, et cetera. But he wasn't a dummy. He kept a lot of it intact and the capabilities intact, like the Mosul Dam and a bunch of others, and a lot of the irrigated ways. There were still very much capability there. Now, a lot of them were in disrepair, and so a lot of folks, hey, he blew up. No, actually, he just didn't repair them. Was most of it. So my point in mentioning is that, and part of this big infrastructure build is to rebuild a lot of their water and infrastructure across Iraq, and they are extremely excited about doing it, especially a lot of the farmers around the Tigris and Euphrates are very excited to irrigate a hell of a lot more land than they have now.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you so much. I'm very happy
sure.
to know that, and I feel very, very joyous that I actually got to talk to you both. Thank you so much.
All right. Great. Have a great day.
Thank
have
you.
Have a great day.
Okay, DC, let's do it.
All right, guys, I'm out. Tony, are you going to stay around?
Nope.
Okay.
Pam already said it's over. So anyway,
okay, boss lady, you got to follow what she says. So bottom line is everybody's in place to do what they need to do. We understand the last minute ask by the U.S. was to have a few more regulations or laws or compliance issues dealt with. We understand they've been dealing with them since then. We understand as soon as that's ready to go, it's gone. Or once the question is, the majority of us believe they will do it immediately after. Some believe that they'll just wait till the following night. So we just don't know which one it is, frankly. All are very credible sources and all have very legitimate reasons to believe so. But again, frankly, who's going to argue over 12 hours? I'm not. Everything is quite set up and ready to go. Everybody's still planning to get this done immediately. We've heard nothing but extremely positive information all throughout the weekend, including Abadi making announcements saying this is happening now, this is happening now. We know Abadi and his team were in the Emirates earlier today and is scheduled to come home either already home or scheduled to come home immediately once they're ready to get this done. Again, it's only a few hour plane ride, so it's not a big deal. Again, everybody across the world is expecting it and is in extremely high anticipation of it going down. So that's what I've got so far.
Okay, and our team that's there?
Our team is very much from all the different departments and including by a very skilled leader who's there, who's helping coordinate a lot of aspects of it right now, and that's been quite successful. And also it's good to have everybody in the same room from all different countries. So that's what's there.
All right, Pam? Pam? Aren't you the one to tell me it's time to go? Short call?
Something? Pamela?
Oh, okay, that's right. Her phone is frozen. Okay, Ray?
We're in the money. Hey, folks, thanks for enjoying this marvelous, meaningful Monday. I told you it was going to be meaningful.
All right. Okay. All right, guys, you heard it all. We've been waiting for it. We looked for it last night, looking for it today. If it goes into the night, we'll continue to look for that. There was only three issues. It was worded three different ways. One we know is solved. The other two were supposed to be done today and either action immediate following it or earlier in the morning or later in the morning. One or the other. Let's hope it stays with that. Everybody is playing nice. Everybody says they're going for it. There was a significant thing over the weekend that we didn't talk about, but it was all in our favor, which gave this that last little push, I think, that it needed to get over the edge and agreements that were made. Would you agree with that, DC?
I would very much so. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. So that's about it. Guys, enjoy the rest of your day. Look for the tweet. I'm ready to send it out. I'm ready to do the call, the last call, the last four calls, whatever we need to do so we all can enjoy Christmas. And most people are saying that is still on track to happen. So with that, enjoy the rest of your day. If we have to go to Wednesday to do a call, then we'll do one on Wednesday. I'm hoping it's before then. So enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Thanks.